This year, spring has taken me back 150 years to a time when the Army of the Potomac stirred from its winter camps and when the summer campaigns and the killing season began. I was dining with my parents last fall when my dad said, as casually as he might speak of the weather, that he was wondering what to do with my great-great-grandfather's Civil War letters. At the age of 50, this was the first I'd ever heard of them. So all winter, I had one foot in the present and one in the past, transcribing dozens of letters from the Civil War. My great-great-grandfather, Major James W. Welch of the 19th Maine Volunteers, wrote with a slanting text, difficult to read. The turns of phrase were as interesting as the adventures. I now plan never to arrive at 5:30, but instead to arrive at 5:30. Major Welch and his regiment fought valiantly at Gettysburg. On the second day, Welch suffered a head wound. Bleeding, he was helped from the field, but returned the next day and helped defend off Pickett's charge near the high water mark of the Confederacy. By this April, my transcribing had reached letters from the spring of 1864. The Union Army was packing up tents and heading out. Major Welch did not know where to, but he hoped it was on to Richmond. On April 21st, he encouraged his wife Marge to care for his grapevine and give it plenty of dishwater to drink. In one letter home, he enclosed a magnolia blossom, a tree not found down east. Then, in early May, Margie wrote a couple of anxious missives to the major because she had heard there might be a terrible battle. James often wrote, "Don't borrow trouble," when she voiced such concerns. But on May 12th, 1864, there was a terrible battle at Spotsylvania Courthouse. Considered one of the most horrific days of the war, a seething mass of humanity fought in rain and mud for a full day at a place called the Bloody Angle. Major Welch, in command of his regiment on that day, described the battle as the greatest fighting that the world ever saw. A bullet passed through his left thigh, gouged the bone, and struck the other leg. He wrote, "The day I was wounded, we attacked the enemy's line at daylight and took their first line of breastworks. I took a rebel flag on the breastworks, and I have it now." The flag was from the 33rd Virginia Infantry, part of Stonewall Jackson's old command. A grainy old newsreel on the internet shows Vermont's President Coolidge returning the flag to Virginia. The Virginia Historical Society has it now. Having learned all this, it's tempting to consider becoming a Civil War reenactor. My patient husband tells me that he will still love me, even if I do.